join us online as we stream. You can catch any of our services on Facebook, YouTube, or at www.rdci.info. We might not be able to gather in the building, but you can still get to church. Stream on Sundays at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesdays at 12 noon and 7 p.m. And ladies, catch Women's Bible Study on Facebook, Fridays at 12 noon. Thank you for listening to the Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. We'd love to have you at any of our three campuses. In Columbia, join us at 3506 Broad River Road. If you're in Orangeburg, meet us at 990 Willington Drive. In Florence, join us at 1507 West King Avenue. For more information, including service times, visit rdci.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today's message is Believe the Love by Bishop Herbert Bailey.
When you understand the love of God, I realize I no sense of me trying to hide anything since I can't hide anything. And I don't have any reason to hide anything because nothing that I do, it's going to mess you all up, can diminish his love for me. That's why whenever you see somebody, someone, God hates homosexuals, you need to understand they don't understand the love of God. God hates adulterers. They don't understand the love of God. God hates drug dealers. They don't understand the love of God. You don't see that anywhere in the scripture. God talks about the sin. He never talks about the person. So there's nothing you can do. And Paul said, I need to try to comprehend this. Because you got to wrap your brain up. There's nothing you can do that can make God love you less. Let me go further. There's nothing you can do to make God love you more. There's nothing you can do that makes God love you less, and there's nothing you can do that make God love you more. Now, there are things you can do that demonstrate more love towards God. Demonstrate more love to. There's things you can do to love him more. But watch this. I was meditating on this. It's in this chapter in 1 John. In 1 John. God is love. God is love. God is love. So when I get God, I get love. And God is not God in degrees. I don't get half of God. I don't get 10% of God. I don't get 99%. I get God. When I receive God, I get love. And God is not a God in degrees. Are you with me? Now, you can be in degrees in your commitment towards him, but when you got him, you got all of him. Are y'all with me? Whew. God is not growing in his love towards you. Oh, you didn't catch that. God is not growing in his love. He loves you, period. Unconditionally, 100% loves you. You disappoint him, but he loves you. You don't cross the T's and dot the I's, but he loves you. You don't tithe, but he loves you. Now, all those things reflect. Now, how much am I going to love him back? Ephesians 3, 18 and 19 from the New Living Translation. I'll get as far as I can go today. It says, and may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. Then he says, may you experience the love of God. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. So now he says, You can't really understand it. You got to experience it. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. He says you got to know it. You got to try to understand it. And then you got to believe it. Those verses from the Amplified. He says, in verse 19, or verse 18 and 19, that you may have the power and be strong to apprehend and grasp with all the saints, God's devoted people, the experience, here's that word experience again, the experience of that love, what is the breadth and length and height and depth of it, that you may really come to know. He said, I want you to really come to know, watch this, practically, you see it again, through experience. Practically through experience for yourselves. The love of Christ, which far surpasses mere knowledge without experience. You can't wrap your brain around the love of God because there's nothing in earth like it. There's stuff we do that resembles it. We come close to it, but the love of God is the love of God and will always be something that we are aspiring towards. We got to grow in our love towards God. We got to grow in our love towards people. We got to grow in our love towards the church. The truth is, you got to grow in your love towards your spouse. God is not growing in his love towards you. You get God, you get all of him, 100% love. Hallelujah. And there's nothing you can do to change it. There's nothing you can do to stop it. There's nothing you can do to block it, which is why he also becomes a stalker. You can't get away from his love. You can't sin away from his love. Glory to God. Elijah. Elijah is running from God and running from Jezebel, who says she's going to kill him. And he runs and he hides in a cave and he's trying to get away. And while he's running away from where God told him to be and what God told him to do, he's in the cave. And God says, why are we here? You're going to catch that. He runs away thinking again from God. And God says to him, why are we here? I want you to understand, God wasn't outside looking in saying, why are you there? God said, why are you here? Because everywhere you go, I'll be watching you. Everywhere you go, I'm right there with you. Oh, can I tell you, God will follow you to the club. Some of y'all who know, come on, wink you, just wiggle your toe at me. Tell me if he won't do it. God will follow you to the strip club. Just wink. Nobody saw it. And God will say, why are we here? Why are we here? Why are you doing this? This ain't where I want to be with you. Come on now. I'm going to be with you, but I don't want to be with you here. Come on. You're making it hard for me here. Come on. I love you. There's nothing you. David said, where can I go from your presence? If I take the wings of the morning, thou art there. If I make my bed in heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, you are there. Where can I go from your presence? God loves you so much, he will stalk you. Change your email, he'll find it. Change your number, he'll get it. So he says, practically, this love that far surpasses mere knowledge without experience, that you may be filled with through all your being unto the fullness of God, that you may have the richest measure of the divine presence and become a body wholly filled and flooded with God. Now watch this, and then the Message translation says it this way. He said, I ask him that with both feet planted firmly on love, you'll be able to take in. Look, somebody say, just take it in. Take it in. Take in with all followers of Jesus the extravagant dimensions. I mean, the Bible's trying to describe the love of God in these different translations. He just said the extravagant dimensions of Christ's love. Reach out and experience the breath. Test its length. Plumb the depths. Rise to the heights. Live full lives. He said, you really can't live a full life until you know how much God loves you. Now, there's so many ways I can go with that. But see, the church tried to put us in bondage to certain things because they tried to make us think if we did certain things or we went some certain places that some kind of way we were diminishing God's love for us or he won't love us as much. So can I tell you, you can't really enjoy life till you know that there's nothing you can do. Now make God love you less. Now, if you got a gambling problem, okay, you got a gambling problem, you got a smoking problem, you got a drinking problem, you got a love problem, you don't need to go to Vegas. Are you following me? Are you with me? But just because you go to Vegas, God don't love you any less. And there's some of us who have none of those issues. I said to somebody, because I heard a couple recently got married and they were honeymooning in Vegas. And they said, somebody had one of the brothers in church that said, now you need to, now. The pastor know about this. Now you, I don't know. Do y'all know there's churches in Vegas? Oh, I like that scene now. Do y'all know there's spirit-filled, tongue-talking people in Vegas? Do y'all know there's grace in Vegas? No, that's Sin City. Well, where sin abounds, grace does all the more. Oh, come on, y'all. Oh, Jesus. I believe that people went to Vegas and experienced the grace of God. Because where sin does abound, grace does all the more abound. All I'm trying to tell you, you know, there were times people said you couldn't go to the amusement park. I remember I was on the church one time. I had a pastor. He was from a particular southern state. They don't really have beaches. And I grew up going to the beach as a teenager. And I said to him, he said, what you going to the beach for? What you need to go to the beach for? And I looked, and it never dawned on me in some kind of way he didn't think Christians should be going to the beach. You cannot enjoy life until you know how much God loves you. Are y'all understand what I'm saying? There's so many people in bondage. I'm not saying there's not places we shouldn't go and shouldn't do. Because you really got to learn to evaluate that for yourself. Because your issue may not be my issue. But you need to know your own doggone issue. I mean, your own blessed issue. Look at your neighbor and say, worry about yourself. Worry about yourself. Worry about yourself. Your issue ain't my issue. Bishop Bailey called me yesterday. I was surprised he called me. Called me from West Virginia. He's at his high school reunion. And I was messing with him. I said, how many is this? Five of y'all? I said, what, like five of y'all? He started laughing. He said, no. He said, a whole lot of us. And then I started to realize it's not just his class. It's the whole school. It's the school that they had before integration. So they go back to remember the good old days, I guess. And so I said, you at the family union? He said, yes, it's all weekend. I said, don't drink too much. He started laughing. He said, boy, you know I ain't doing no drinking. I said, well, if you drink, just don't get drunk. And he started laughing again. And then I remind him what his wife used to say, Mother Betty used to say. She said, people say, well, I only drink one drink because if I drink two, I get drunk. I know it takes two drinks for me to get drunk, so I only drink one. So Mother Betty said, well, if you just drink one, if you take two, then you're half drunk. Look at David and say, you don't even want to get half. Don't get half drunk. I remind him that she used to say that. But you can't enjoy life if you think, no, I'm very serious about this. Your reason for doing things should be because of your love towards him, not because you think it's going to make him love you less. Are y'all with me? Okay. So, this is the introduction for this. You can only really know the love of God and comprehend the love of God through experience with God. It's an experiential love. Okay, now I got... Did I go shopping? I didn't go shopping. Pastor Marshall went shopping. A couple of these are my favorite things. One or two. Eko Bashata. Okay. I've never drank one of these. My daughter loves those. So we got here barbecue Pringles. We got some Orville Redenbacher movie theater butter popcorn. We got a Diet Coke, and we got, I've never had these, Ruffles cheddar and sour cream. Oh, you know about that. Okay, give me a mic here. Michelle, come on up here. Come on up here. Okay. Need y'all to help me here. Come on up here, Michelle. Okay. All right. Come on. This is Ruffle cheddar and sour cream. You had these? You've eaten these? You like these? Okay, you think other people should like them? Why should they like them? Describe this to them.
They're delicious. When you put them in your mouth, it's like the cheese just kind of gets right in that good part right there. Right there, you know, you're really tasting something when it's right there.
Okay.
But they're when you crunch them, it's not like a hard crunch. It's like a soft crunch.
A soft crunch.
Yeah, it's like a soft crunch, and
okay.
It's just really, really good, Pastor. You want to taste them now?
No. Okay. Did y'all get that? Okay. That make you want to eat it? Okay. How about who drinks Diet Coke? Somebody drink Diet Coke. Come help me quickly. Come on, somebody come help me. Come on. Who drink Diet Coke? All y'all drinking all the sugars? Y'all ain't even trying to do right. I need my daughter-in-law here today because she drink Diet Coke like every day. Come on, huh? Huh? Come on, can somebody come up here and give me a description for Diet Coke? All right, well, that was a bad one. How about this Orville Redenbacher movie theater popcorn? Anybody like this? Anybody like it? Huh? Huh? Somebody close, come quick and describe this for me. All right, come on. All right. Uh-huh. She just ain't home making bowls. She eating some popcorn. All right, Ms. Gabby Bowles, describe this, and maybe they'll have you come do a commercial for them. Okay, come a little closer. I need you to describe Orville Redenbacher's movie theater butter popcorn.
Well, it tastes like the movie popcorn. It's really good for when you want something savory. And
okay.
Yeah, and you can just pop it for a few minutes, and then you can be ready to eat it. It's really
okay,
quick.
Okay, that sounds like, what does it taste like?
It tastes like the regular movie popcorn.
I've never had movie popcorn. What does that taste like?
It's like salty, and then you're able to add, like, I don't know how butter would, how to describe butter, but you would
put. You don't know how to describe butter?
You would put butter on it and make it even more, I guess, salty or savory.
Okay. I'm not sure they're going to call you to do the commercial, but thank you very much. Thank you so much. Okay. That's the description. Come on. Now, come on. Anybody like these? Huh? What y'all talking about? As we used to say back then, this the joint right here. I ain't never had a joint, but this is the joint right here. Let me try to describe this. Pringles barbecue popcorn. I mean, barbecue potato chips. Pringles barbecue potato chips is sweet and spicy and salty. When you put it in your mouth, you should not immediately chew it. Let it lay on your tongue for a moment. And sense the pepper and the little bit of red pepper and sugar and salt together. Wonderful Pringles barbecue potato chips. Now, back to my mic. The truth of the matter, y'all, we tried our best trying to tell you what this tastes like. Though I didn't hear any of y'all saying, okay, I'm going to go right out and get some of these right now. And some of these, y'all have passed these up numerous times, and you should not. All the Redenbacher's pop. These are good. Some of this is just common stuff. But the truth of the matter is, you can only really know this stuff, what it's like. You got to eat it for yourself. As much as we can talk about popcorn and potato chips and a nice refreshing soft drink and these cheddar and sour cream, this is not appetizing me at all. I can tell you, Pastor Marsh is always like the sour cream stuff. And then some people like that. What's that? It's onion and garlic and salty. Anyway, certain things you can only get it by tasting it. When it comes to the love of God, David tried to describe it. So David picked it up in Psalm 34 and said, he really loves you. All I can tell you is, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. I'm telling you, blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Look, somebody say, you got to taste it for yourself. You got to taste it for yourself. I keep trying to describe so I can tell you how much God loves you. But until you get saved, you don't really, you can't experience the love until you get saved. Once you get saved and born again, man, and then you start realizing who I was and what I was and where I was and what I did and how I thought. And God loves me like this, and he redeemed me, and he gave me this life, and he put me on the elevator and raised me up to sit with him in heavenly places. Now I'm a joint heir with Christ. Glory to God. Now he gave me power to bind and to loose. He gave me the power to represent him in the earth that I can say, as he is, so are we in this world. Now I got a covenant. I'm a royal priesthood. I'm a holy nation. I'm a peculiar people. My God, I got power over the enemy, and God sees me just like he sees Jesus. What kind of love is this? You got to experience it for yourself. Let me end it today. So you got to experience it. Now once you experience it, you got to believe the love. Everybody say believe the love. So I got to believe the love that God has for me, the truth of that, even beyond my experience. Because there's days you don't feel all that. When every time I travel to Africa or to Europe or Asia, CNN is there. But they cover vast stories all around the world. You'd be amazed at all the amazing things that's going on in Africa right now. CNN covers it. We don't see it here. The world is bigger than the United States. Okay? It's all kinds of things going on. But they were covering a story about a particular woman who is, I don't really want to, I'm not trying to disparage her. No, she was on television, telling about herself. Okay. But she went to write a book about the prosperity, the faith teachers, and about the heresy of the faith prosperity gospel. That's what she went to go write a book about. In the midst of her writing this book, she came down with, She immediately goes to the doctor, and she has stage 4 cancer. She has stage 4 cancer. And she is a seminary professor. She's still battling cancer. So her book is entitled, I ain't encouraging y'all to read it, but I'm telling you, it was on. Everything happens for a reason, and other lies we tell ourselves. The book is a book, basically, I'm describing this, this is my review, according to her talking, about cynicism towards the fact that God is good. God will bring you through. God will bring you out. Something good is going to happen for you. And she thinks that preachers like me, who preach this faith and the fact that your confession can affect your life, Your faith can affect your life. And including that God responds to the principles of seed time. She thinks that all of this is some type of myth and is not the truth. And the real deal is she really has all the more become disillusioned because she doesn't understand how a God of love could cause her to go through cancer. Can I tell you what you believe about God got to go beyond what you experience with God? Because there is a time that the only thing that's going to turn around your experience is what you believe. Ah, my God. David put it this way. I believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. The truth of the only reason why you got to believe to see it, because I don't see it. The only reason why you got to believe it's going to happen, because it's not happening right now. The only reason why I got to keep saying tomorrow is going to be better than today, because today is not such a good day. Oh, my God. But watch this. The only reason why I believe that weeping may endure for a night, but joy is going to come in the morning, because I got to believe that I'm not going to cry always, that my night is not going to be perpetual. Oh, my God. But that the sun is going to rise, because God loves me too much to leave me like this. My heart went out for her because I said at the time that your faith needs to kick in the most. Oh, come on now. The devil got her at a place that now her faith has failed you. Jesus prayed for Peter. He said, Peter, you want to go through some stuff, but I'm praying for you. And this is my prayer for you, Peter, that your faith fail you not.
God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it. He loves us perfectly and unashamedly. Bishop Herbert Billy encourages you to believe God's unexplainable, crazy love that he has for you. Order this powerful series today on CD or DVD. You may also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rightdirection.info. Order Believe the Love.
As we continue to socially distance, be sure to stay connected with us online. Stream our services on Facebook and YouTube, as well as rdci.info via the Watch Live tab. Sunday morning services are at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. on YouTube, Facebook, and our website. Wednesday Bible study airs at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday, women's Bible study airs at 12 noon via Facebook Live. Consider connecting with us as a partner or an iChurch member. More information about our partnership and iChurch member services can be found on our website at rdci.info. For consistent updates and encouragement, connect with us on social media through Facebook at Right Direction Church International and on Twitter and Instagram at TheRDCI. Right Direction Ministries, transforming lives and impacting generations.